Okay, we have time left. You want Zohar? Let's go.
Okay, we're going to read Zohar. It's Pkudei portion, item 131. Zohar for all, item 131. In Pkudei portion.
So
we're reading in Zohar for All, volume 5, page 392 in Hebrew, Pkudei portion. The article is, each sequence is in 3, 131. And the bronze of the wave offering was 70 talents. All this came down in the upper form of faith, Malchut. Wicked Nebuchadnezzar did likewise with that image that he erected, for God has made them one opposite the other. However, Nebuchadnezzar did not do so, but in his dream he saw an image whose head is of gold, then silver, and then bronze. Yet, why are the iron and clay that were in the image not in the tabernacle? It is because they are not so important as to be admitted into the holy place. Conversely, those gold, silver, and bronze, which are Chagat, did enter. 132. The tabernacle is in three in these metals, gold, silver, and bronze. In the rest of the things, it was four, corresponding to Chugtum, such as azur, malchut, purple, tiferet, scarlet, gevurah, and linen, chesed, and such as the four stone columns opposite Chugtum. 133. Some of them are in three, some are in four, some are in two, and some are in one. However, each sequence is in three. There are three sequences divided into every direction, the four directions of the world. Also, in each sequence in Ruach, there are three other sequences. The four directions of the world are Chugtum, and in Zeranpin and Malchut, they are Chugtum. Although they are included in one another, they are not four Potsufim of Dalet, but three Potsufim of Dalet, which are 12. It is so because these Chugtum are three lines, Chagat, and Malchut, who receives the three lines, since for herself, Malchut is only the three lines that she receives from Zeranpin, her husband. This is why there are only three lines in each Ruach, in which there are 12 and not 16. Each sequence is in three lines. These are three sequences divided into every direction, where in each of the four Ruchot, plural of Ruach, Chugtum, there are three lines, and in each sequence, in each Ruach, in each and every line, there are three other sequences, because the three lines in each Ruach are included in one another. There are three lines in everything. It follows that there are nine lines to each direction. 134. The first order on the east, which is Tiferet, is three orders, three lines, since they are included in one another. Thus, there are nine lines, and several thousands and tens of thousands of degrees below them. These nine orders are three lines, each of which consists of three. They are all conducted by inscribed letters, the 27 letters in the alphabet, 22 letters, and the final letters, which double. Each order, each line, observes to receive its abundance on those inscribed letters of the 27 letters ascribed to it. It is likewise for each order, and for each and every line. They all journey in the inscribed letters, and those are above those, standing one atop the other. The root of the three lines is the three actions taken in the three points of Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik, and Bina. In Bina, the arrival of the letter Yod in the light of Bina and becoming Avir, which divided the degree, is the point of Cholam. The exit of the Yod from the Avir, which returns and complements the degree but blocks the light, is the point of Shuruk. The ascent of Zeranpin in Man and in the Masach de Chirik to unite those two points with one another and open their illumination is the point of Chirik. Points are in Bina and letters are in Zon. The three operations from which the three lines extend are three letters that stand in the sequence of right, left, and middle, in a way that the roots of the nine lines in each of the three sides, south, north, and east, are 27 letters, nine letters to each side. And the west direction, Malchut, receives all of them into her. 135. Those letters fly in the air of the Ruach, spirit, that is appointed over everything, meaning the arrival of the Yud in the O, in the light, making the Avir in the right letter, and the exit of the Yod from the Avir, which was made light once more. In the left letter, this Avir is appointed over the entire order of the elicitation of Mochin. They all come out by an order of three lines that extend from the changes made in this Avir. At that time, all the letters travel. One letter beats from below, the middle letter from the point of Chirik, Zeranpin, that rises to Man, becoming a Zivug on his Masach de Chirik, inducing the level of Chasadim, which unites.
We're not forgetting the intention, right? All of us together are expecting for the light to work on us.
Also, a letter from below, the middle one, rises from below upward. This is Zeranpin, who rises to Bina and unites the two lines, right and left, in Bina. She unites in them, and they become three letters, all according to the letters Yod, He, Vav, which are three within the illuminating mirror, Zeranpin, where the right is Yod, the left is He, and the Vav is the middle one. Three orders divide out of those three lines. They are in two letters, which extend from Cholam, Shuruk, right and left of Bina, and one letter that rises, Zeranpin, rising from below up to Bina, and connecting with them. Hence they are three. 136. Those two upper letters that rise in the air, the right one and the left one, are included in one another, Chesed and Din. This is why there are two. Also, they are from the upper world, right and left in Bina, the male. They are regarded as males because Bina is a male. And the middle letter that rises and unites them with each other is a female,
Instead, let's sing.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh Matov Umanai, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh Matov Umanai, Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh